With less than a week to go before Germany's parliamentary election, the incumbent Social Democrats, led by Chancellor Gerhard Schröder, have staged a remarkable comeback. At the beginning of the month, the Social Democrats trail their opponents, the Christian Democrats, in every leading public opinion survey. But polls now point to a re-election victory for Schröder's party next week. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Berlin.
Throughout the election campaign here, columnists and pundits were all but nailing Chancellor Schröder's political death notice on the doors of the German parliament. Here's what people like political scientist Peter Lusche and pollster Klaus-Peter Schüppner were saying about Gerhard Schröder's re-election chances just 3 weeks ago.
I think he is in big trouble right now.
The government is in a disastrous situation.
But disaster, it appears, has been miraculously averted.
Berlin, how you all feeling? How you warm?
At a huge campaign rally yesterday, Chancellor Schröder and his foreign minister Joschka Fischer appeared confident. The music was upbeat, the weather was good, and the crowd pumped up for victory.
Gerhard Schröder and Joschka Fischer.
Schröder, head of the Social Democrats, and Fischer, a key member of the Green Party, look set to win another four-year term as leaders of Germany's coalition government. Joschka Fischer, whose voice was hoarse after weeks of campaigning, used his speech to highlight the personalities in the race.
Und am nächsten Sonntag heißt es und gilt es.
Fischer told the crowd that the election wasn't about parties, but about leaders. It's a radical way of electioneering here in Germany. Voters choose parties, not candidates, but Schröder and Fischer happen to be two of the most popular politicians in the country, and they've used that fact to claw back from near defeat. At yesterday's rally, supporters welcomed the politicians as if they were aging rock stars.
They are our dream team. He and Joschka Fischer are making the better politics for Germany.
You can see it on his face. He just knows he's going to win. You know, they won already. I hope, definitely.
What's remarkable is that last month, all major polls showed the ruling coalition as much as 8 points behind the opposition Christian Democrats. But buoyed by his handling of Germany's disastrous floods and his hardline stance against joining a possible military campaign against Iraq, Chancellor Schröder has turned the tables on the opposition. Indeed, at an open debate on the floor of the German parliament on Friday, the opposition candidate for chancellor, Edmund Stoiber, could barely speak through the heckles.
Noch mehr Bauern geben auf. Noch mehr Jugendliche.
Edmund Stoiber, who was all but packing his belongings, getting ready to move into the chancellor's residence, appeared crestfallen after his own party couldn't help but laugh at the jibes that Chancellor Schröder leveled at him.
Herr Stoiber, die Rede hat eines deutlich gemacht.
Mr. Stoiber, the speech you just made makes one thing clear. You might want to be chancellor, but you don't have the ability for the job. If you looked out into the audience here during your speech, you'd have seen your own party members wondering whether they chose the best candidate to lead the party.
With only a week to go, his lead evaporated, Edmund Stoiber might just be wondering the same thing. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.